Come out of the world, oh my people, seek the truth.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello everybody, I wanted to make a video and send a message about the craziness that's going on in the world and the craziness that's going on with the world from a biblical perspective, so people can have a better thought on this. It's a terrible thing that's going on when anyone dies, when anyone's taken a hostage anywhere, under any circumstance. There are people that are going to be hurting over these situations. I find some things going on quite interesting. As I share these views, I don't want anyone to think I have no sympathy for anyone, because my heart goes out to all the families out there that are suffering right now because of a murdered family member or a kidnapped family member. I do find the ignorance of the world quite interesting, that most people have no idea about history or biblical prophecy, commenting like they're experts on the situation. It's an interesting time we live, where a war can be captured on a place that's telling us a vision and creating emotions based on that vision. This is the goal of television in general, and has always been, to tell people a vision. I think the vision goes way beyond what we see with our eyes on a screen, and we got to think about the reality, because when you see something on a screen, you're missing the emotions or the smell of violence and death. It's a whole different situation when you're literally in it. And most people have never come near the reality of violence and death that are commenting on this situation. And this is one of the problems when we see something without being there, is we're only seeing, or at least feeling, half of the situation. We're feeling what the people running the vision want us to believe or want us to think. And as we're watching this, we're also listening to their narrative of this, which is goes along with the vision, is quite powerful and convincing. You know, television is a big, big mind-altering evidence for people to believe what they see. So, what we see is a terrible thing going on right now. And depending on who you're listening to when you're seeing that, it's going to either add to your emotions or change your mind to a certain degree, or transform your mind to think something. And those that be that control those visions really are controlling the people's minds and emotions. That's the way television has always been, and now more than ever, that's the way it is. I think to get the true story, as somebody who believes in the Bible without any affiliation to an organized group, but believes in the Bible and believes that the Bible is the word of our Creator, we have to look at it not from a worldly television commentary standpoint, but to think what our Creator says about these situations. at the same time, to kind of draw us closer to the reality of death and the smell of war. I know some people that will not listen at all to the scriptures saying it's a book of death and evil and wickedness, because they might have turned to a page in the Old Testament that shows one nation at war with another and people getting destroyed. And their comment is usually, I'm not going to read the Bible because there's a lot of violence in the Bible. I don't want anything to do with violence. But at the same hand, those same people, the ones that are commenting on the views and the commentary they're seeing on the violence that's on their vision and the vision they're being told, those same people that said, well, I don't want anything to do with the Bible because it's a violent book and shows violent things and violent, you know, why would our Creator allow these things to happen? These same people are the ones that are taking sides and commenting on violence and the things that are going on. I think it's important to look at the big picture and to go back to the beginning and to see what the commentary or the reality of where this violence starts and why it's allowed. Because of course, just like 9/11, people ask, why would our Creator allow such things to happen? Why would our Creator allow people to die? Why would our Creator allow people to be kidnapped and murdered? He must not be true if this is what's happening, because the Bible talks about a loving Creator, so why would He allow these things to happen? So when I try to get away from the emotions of seeing people being shot on a vision that is being told, tell a vision, and I look at the Bible and the reality of the scriptures, it puts it in a different light. If you heard about this on the radio and you didn't see it, emotions wouldn't be where they're at. Same thing with 9/11. This is a world-class vision that was being told. If that was on a radio, you still had the commentary, but you didn't have the vision. And our world changed when we had visions that are being told to us instead of coming up with our own narrative of what's happening. So, what does the Bible say about all this? And for those of you that do not believe in the words of our Creator and do not believe the Bible is the written word of our Creator, you might say, who cares? But I think it's very important for us to understand what our Creator says. I think it's important to know why what's going on is going on, and also to know the solution to what's going on. Our Creator shows us and tells us a lot of things in the scriptures that the visions were being told on this television is going the opposite way. Our Creator warned us in the Torah, in the book of the Bible, of the consequences of living a life that doesn't go along with His instructions and guidelines. And some of those consequences are death and destruction. And to see what's going on in this world today with the plague of COVID and all this other stuff, and people acting surprised, and seeing the lines of sick people on the television as they're being told a vision, the reasoning behind these things, or the discussion behind these things, is nothing new. There were plagues all throughout the scriptures. There was death, there was war, there was destruction, there was kidnapping all throughout the scriptures. But there was an explanation from our Creator for these things. In no way is my heart not hurting right now because people are suffering. It's a sad thing. And it's something that unless you are in it, a vision is not the full story. The smell of war and the smell of death and the feeling of pain and sickness and disease goes beyond somebody at home with eating popcorn, watching their in their air conditioning house, watching this stuff on the vision that they're being told. Tell a vision. But the Bible, the word of our Creator says, if we want to live a good long life of peace and shalom, this is what you're to do and not do. And if you want this destruction in your life, these are the things that are going to create it. I say these things not with a mind of somebody who's just not thinking this out, but a mind of somebody who's not listening to the vision that they're being told on a box in their living room, in the comfort of their own home. But with the historical and with the biblical history of what our Creator does, there is truly nothing new under the sun. There's a lot of questions that are being arose about what happened and how could this happen. But if you understand biblical scripture, you know exactly why something like this is allowed to happen. And why it's unexplainable to people that try to figure things out. Our Creator has given us guidelines and instructions on how to live and how not to live. And sad to say, this world we live in today is asking for the same type of trouble. You might be watching this now or living in a place that seems peaceful and very far away from the places where things are going on. But if you're not in line with what the scriptures say, you're asking for trouble. Now, some of you watching this might say, but Israel is in line with the scriptures. But Israel was in line with the Torah and the Bible. Well, if you look at... Yes. The cat. If you look at how the scriptures say to live and what the scriptures say to do, Israel today is not living according to the Bible instructions, the instructions of according to the Torah. There are consequences in the United States for abortion being legalized. The United States will suffer more than it never has suffered before. There are consequences to killing and murdering innocent babies. But there are also consequences of living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator on every level. And for those of you that are watching that call yourselves believers or Christians and believe that people are innocent against our Creator's guidelines and instructions, and how could this happen? The Israel of the Bible is not the Israel of today. It might be in the same location, but the people are not following the instructions our Creator have. And clearly in the scriptures, when Israel itself did something that went against our Creator's instructions, there were tremendous, dreadful consequences. Our Creator doesn't change, folks. Our Creator doesn't change. How quickly we forget when we're told a vision of things that are going on and things that are being done. Israel is the number one leading nation in the world to support transgenderism. I don't know about Israel and abortion, but I know the United States is one of the leading supporters of murdering babies. As I was telling somebody the other day, these aren't my opinions. The scriptures tell us what our Creator wants us to do and how He wants us to live. And he warns us of the consequence of not living according to his guidelines and instructions. In no way am I supporting violence. We are told in the scriptures to be watchmen. We are told to be watchmen. And I do believe that even if a nation suffers for its people on each individual level, or let's say at least each family level, a person has a certain protection or blessing around them based on their obedience and standing up for the words of our Creator versus other families that don't. So even amongst violence, I do believe people are protected. Even amongst the craziness, I believe those that stand out are watched and blessed. Not because it's my belief, but that's because what the scriptures say. I think it's terrible that innocent people should die, but the question is, who is innocent? Who is innocent? Innocent of what? Innocent of our Creator's guidelines and instructions? Innocent of the violence against our Creator? I pray that this situation that's going on is something that's going to help us wake up and realize the need for a Savior. In no way am I supporting anyone who's going to come against our Creator, or any nation that's going to come against our Creator. When I look at the Bible and I see the way it tells us to live, if you trust in the word of our Creator, a lot of people are going to suffer tremendous consequences for these things. There are a lot of questions some conspiracy theorists can bring up of how the intelligence of one side can allow something like this to happen, or how something might be staged for something greater in prophecy and scripture. And I find it quite interesting also that a lot of people that are into the Bible are talking about the prophecy of what's to come based on the things, the way they're looking to be set up. But at the same time, the people aren't looking at what our Creator says and the reasoning of these things and how these things happen and why these things happen. Basically, it comes down to this, folks. Follow my guidelines and instructions, and you will live a long life of peace and shalom. We are to be healthmen and watchmen and look out for one another. And if we don't say something, their blood is on our hands. The violence here that's being created is not against one particular nation. It's not against one particular country or one particular people. The violence that's going on right now and has been going on for a long time is the disrespect, is the distrust, is the misunderstanding against our Creator's guidelines and instruction, who tells us how to live and what to do. I want to identify as biblical Israel. I want to identify as a place that our Creator called His chosen people, and even in a physical land that He called His chosen land. But I find that hard to do when that land is filled with people that are supposed to be the people of the Bible, that are living in such a way that goes against the Bible. And I know when the people of Israel came out of the slavery of Egypt, many of them the wilderness, because they didn't follow our guidelines, Creator's instructions. I cannot identify with a people that are living against our Creator's guidelines and instructions, no matter who they call themselves. As a watchman, I want to warn everyone, whether you're a believer in the word or not, that our Creator has given us guidelines and instructions. And He told us how to live according to these guidelines and instructions. We also have a Savior. And our Savior told us and showed us what it means to follow Him or to follow the world's ways. As much as I can't identify with a people that are living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, I don't and choose not to identify or support people of this world that have not accepted what the Bible says about who the Messiah is and who we should follow and trust and believe for our life. It really doesn't matter what I believe or I think. But I want to make this so you would understand that there is already instructions and guidelines given to us that if you follow or disfollow will determine where you end up in this situation. I'm talking from a standpoint of in today's times, and I'm also talking from a standpoint in eternity. I pray for biblical Israel, and I pray for all people that are living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. I don't want this to sound like I'm not supporting biblical Israel. But again, I pray this wakes them up to, or wakes people up to realize the great sin that they commit on a daily basis, on an individual basis. And I pray that people around the world, even those that are claiming or living against the scriptures, do not misinterpret or ignore the importance of Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, who He is and what He said to come. But when we ask ourselves, why does this happen or why does the Creator allow this to happen? The question should be, does He want this to happen? He says in the Word in Ezekiel 33:11, know the plans I have for you, they are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. I'm sorry, that was Jeremiah. In Ezekiel 33:11, it says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from these wicked ways so they could live. So, this is what it says. Now, innocent children and babies, it's a sad thing that they have to suffer the consequences of the families that are leading them. It's a very sad thing. The reality is, this is a hard message to listen to if you're following the visions that are being told and not the understanding of Scripture. But the Word of our Creator, the Bible says, those that do not follow my instructions are going to have certain things happening to them. And there's examples all throughout the Scripture of this. There's nothing new under the sun. Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, is real, folks. It's quite interesting because Jewish people, or Israel, say they believe in the Torah, but the nation is not living according to the Torah. And they have not accepted Yeshua as the Messiah. Then you have the so-called terrorists around the world that are not living according to the Torah, and they have not accepted the Messiah. Then you have the Christians who've accepted the Messiah, but they're not living according to our Creator's guidelines and instructions. The only answer I see from the word of our Creator are those that choose to accept Yeshua as the Messiah, but at the same time follow the instructions and guidelines of our Creator, in no way supporting things that go against His word, but as well in no way denouncing who Yeshua is. I know there's a lot of people that will say that either one of those has nothing to do with what's happening. Well, look at the people that do not follow the Torah. Look at the people that have not claimed Yeshua as Messiah. Both. Not one of those things. See, that's the problem. It's not one or the other. It's both of those things. And look at what's happening to them. And I'm not talking about lip service of people that say they follow the Torah when they don't, or people that say they believe in Yeshua when they don't. Look at the lip service. There's a lot of people suffering right now. In the Bible, there were a lot of people that suffered. A lot of people living against the words of our Creator. In the Bible, a lot of people lived against the words of our Creator. Our Creator has a bigger plan. And I want people to remember this, as hard as it is at these times, to look at the reality of what's happening in our lives now. Yahshua, the one they call Jesus, is real. Really happened. The time we spent here is temporarily. In the Bible times, man would spend up to 900 years here. In today's time, maybe at most 100, but even much less. But there's something goes beyond what we are doing here and where we are here. Let me remind you, in the scriptures, there were disciples of Yeshua who lived according to the Torah and believed Yeshua was the Messiah. And all but one were martyred. Martyred. All but one. All but one were killed. Were killed. How can that happen? How can that happen? These people who walked with Yeshua himself and lived the Torah were all murdered. If there's any injustice or misunderstanding of all scripture, to me that's the greatest misunderstanding or understood thing of all. Those that walked with Yeshua were killed and murdered violently.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of the Cross Church here in Palm City, Florida. We'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the Gospel of Matthew expositionally, verse by verse, every week. All sinners are welcome. So come as you are, but leave as He is.
Every time I try to make it on my, every time I try to stand, start to fall, and all those lonely roads that I've traveled on, there was Jesus.